unfortunate, Ray, to be down just 1-0 after.
Well, the 12 shots that they had on their first power play would only counted for one goal. So it would have been 2-0. We got into a period, they were coming. It was more power play, but they still had some even strength stuff. Our goaltender was the reason we were in the game after the first period. And then we got off the plane and off the bus and started to skate, you know, incrementally shift by shift better. And pretty darn good team after that. You know, we scored some big goals throughout our whole lineup, right? Everybody got a piece of it. So goaltender was great, gave everybody a chance to get off the ground here, and then we were pretty good after that.
Did you feel that lift when Scheifele got the goal to kind of get things?
Yeah, because we thought, well, we were better in the second through the first 6 minutes, but not a whole lot to show for it, and you can't let it get to two at that point, probably based on the way that game was going. So once that happened, I thought we just started to skate better. At the end of the day, we didn't skate particularly well in the first period, and after that we did, and that's the difference in our team.
How nice was it to see six guys be able to light the lamp on opening
night? Yeah, for them. You know, everybody's got hopes and dreams when they come into every season they're going to score 50. So there's still six guys feeling like they might. You know, the more people that you can have on the board early in the season, the better. They all feel a part of it. Very, very happy that both, you know, Lowry's line, just in terms of numbers, I think Bermy ended up +4, if that's right. And Kopp's line gets 2 goals. And really important for those guys to feel like a part of it, because they played well. I mean, we got a chance to score when they're on the ice.
How big was that to get those guys as the game wore on? I know you didn't get a chance to get them in a lot early, the fourth line I'm speaking, and then all of a sudden you're able to get some big ice for you.
You know, it didn't get them all. And then Lowry had to go get fixed up and come back to the bench. He's fine. But when he went down, then that's when all those guys started to play more and into a rhythm and off they went. I would have liked to. Just in the first period, didn't like the way we were skating, so I decided in the last 5 minutes I got to get the top nine guys here. I got to get their legs turning because we just weren't. I'm thinking that we did, you know, we came out in the second and those guys were skating better. Scheif's goal, Wheeler's goal, they were moving better. And then I felt really good. The more time I can get them on the ice at this time of year, the more comfortable I am and the progress they'll make later in games. It'll really pay off down the road. So it's good for them to have some confidence, but it's good for, you know, the coaches feel good putting them on the ice.
So you touched on it. Lowry's okay?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he came back and finished the game. Fine.
Well, were you aware of how long it's been since this franchise has won in this building?
It's been a while.
2007.
That's a while.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Yeah, I was just going to say the Jets didn't play more than 3 years ago, so we're going back a ways. Thankfully, we're not responsible for the earlier ones, I guess. I haven't felt with this team. We've had so much change over in the last 2 or 3 years. So many of these guys are new that any of the old kind of buildings we're not good in, or, you know, we were real bad on back-to-backs early on. We've kind of exercised a lot of demons, I think, just with the changeover of personnel.
Mm-hmm. How about for Patan and Ehlers to get into their first games and Patan's able to get a goal?
Yeah. And he'll remember that one, coast to coast, by the time he has his own kids. I like both of their games. Certainly they didn't have lack of confidence with the puck. They tried some things. Going to have to squeeze some of that out of them, but leave a lot of it, right? That's what they do. They make good plays. They're good with the puck, and we want them to explore that creativity and learn the right time to do it. I was happy with both all the young players' games tonight. Really happy with them.
Did you have a look at the tape on the hit, Burmistrov's hit? Do you have any thoughts?
So much of that is Burmistrov's body movement is as it would be if two guys are coming together. It happens 1,000 times a game, two guys come together. When one of them doesn't, that's what it looks like. But he wasn't driving up, driving through. And I'm a big Bergeron fan, so I'm hoping everybody, I mean, he didn't leave the game. It was just a real positive. So I'm glad it was nothing serious.